Oh, in some of my songs, I actually mention the fact that I like to drink beer. Now this little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and let me hear it. I like beer.
Beer!
Come on, my jolly good fellows.
I like beer. Beer!
It tastes mighty fine.
And if you're a Yankee fan, you better have had lots of beer on hand this weekend. Good morning, Mike.
They need something stronger than beer.
No, I'm talking about fans. Fans.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Maybe the Yankees too.
They need something a lot stronger than beer, like maybe some of that that moonshine that you see them making on TV.
Well, as I posted on my Facebook page, I hate Boston Bruins.
Boston what?
Brooms. Not the Bruins, the Brooms.
Brooms, yeah.
Brooms.
Wow.
Hey, it is what it is.
What a whooping.
Oh, ass whooping. I put that up on the middle of the weekend.
I mean, the Yankees went to Boston and left their bats someplace.
Well, they certainly, they left their asses in Boston, too, because they were whooped so bad.
Yeah, they got chewed off.
Oh, man.
I mean, the destruction on Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday, they score one run each game. One of them was one-hitted. So much for the new baseball pitching methods, huh? How did the Red Sox beat the Yankees besides scoring runs? By having their pitchers pitch 8 and 9 innings, that's what. Yeah. They made Nathan Eovaldi and Purcell look like Seaver and Gibson over the weekend.
Well, like I said, if you remember back to last year, the Yankees did the same swoon. But you know what?
They might not come out of this one.
I was going to say you have to see. They took them about almost a month to come out of the swoon last year.
If it takes them a month to come out of this one, they're going to have Oakland and Seattle sitting ahead of them, and they're going to be the outside looking in.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But anyway,
because last night was the perfect setup for the Yankees. All right, you lost three games in a row to the Red Sox. You have to win this game. You got David Price on there, the Yankees' private whipping boy. And they only got four hits off of him in six innings. Four hits off of him in six innings. They scored four runs in one inning. They head to the ninth, up 4-1 with Chapman pitching. And Betances just pitched an effective inning before that. But you got to do what you got to do. You can't pitch more than one inning. In comes Chapman. 39 pitches later, you go into extra innings. And I don't know if you saw the play or not.
No.
But what was the point of Bird stretching the way he did?
I have no idea what you're talking about because I was in bed.
There was a ground ball a third to end the game. Okay? Andujar didn't make a great throw to first base. And Bird made this big, expansive stretch with his legs. Well, no matter how far you stretch your legs, your left arm can only go so far. He put himself in a vulnerable position where he couldn't adapt to the ball coming to him that was wild, and he missed the ball. Red Sox tie the game, extra innings, and we all know what happened in the 10th. So, again, the Yankees' lack of fundamentals beat them yesterday. The ineffectiveness of Chapman beat them yesterday. And in the game where I thought they were going to win big, and they just can't hit. And in a game where you went 10 innings and they didn't get 30 outs because they wound up winning in the bottom of the 10th, and your opposing team strikes out 17 times, you're not supposed to lose that game. Mm-hmm. So say the Red Sox got 29 outs. 17 out of 29 outs yesterday were strikeouts. You're not supposed to lose that game. The Yankees lost that game. And I could really see them going in a tailspin and not make even the wild card, because when you see Aaron Boone with these highlights between the innings, he looks like a deer in the headlights. He sees the locomotive coming, and he don't know how to get out of the way of it.
We'll see what happens.
Well, see, I could tell you right now what's going to happen. they're not winning the East. That's over.
Mike, I think that's a pretty safe prediction there.
Yeah, but, you know, we've heard it before.
All right. So there's got to be something else to talk about here.
No, that's it.
No, there's got to be something else to talk about.
That's it. The Yankees got destroyed.
No, you got a minute and a half left. Something other than the Yankees.
I'm waiting to see
what you can bring up here.
The Mets.
I thought you'd bring up Tiger Woods.
Well, I don't want to kick you when you're down.
You're crazy. You sure you do.
I don't want to kick you when you're down. Because the four games that the Yankees lost this weekend, that's enough of torture for you. I don't want, you know, the Titanic can only sink once a weekend, not two.
And he didn't even text me, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't even text me on this one.
We let the play on the field speak for itself. Yeah, Tiger Woods, he did real. Tiger Woods had more bogeys this weekend, I think, than the Yankees scored runs. Is that true?
I have no idea. I didn't watch it, golf or anything. We had a busy
weekend. I didn't watch golf. I saw headlines of it on the internet. That's all.
All right. So what did the Mets do?
They got beat. They fought anyway. They had more fight in them than the Yankees did. They came back to tie the Braves in the bottom of the ninth and only to lose it in the 10th inning again yesterday. And it just continues. They've lost 7 out of their last 10, and they're one game ahead of the Marlins for that coveted last spot in the National League East.
All right. Now we can end it because we've got our forecast guy waiting.
Not yet.
Well, what?
Saratoga runs today.
Oh, there you go. First of all, how'd your weekend Saratoga picks do?
Saratoga, we were cut in half. Two of the races that I picked, they canceled because of all the rain they got up there. The two stakes races on the turf, the 10th and the 11th race Saturday, were completely canceled. They didn't run them. They didn't scratch. They just canceled the races, and they're going to bring back the races next weekend to run up there. So we got cut in half, and the two races that did run were won by the favorites. So Diversify wired the field and at Saratoga on Saturday in the Whitney, in a race that was held up about 45 minutes because of a rainstorm that came through. So it was a freaky weekend at Saratoga this weekend.
All right, so what's the pick for today?
4th race on the turf, 8-horse Chestnut Street, chained by Chad Brown. This horse is coming out of a race of a repeat winner. I just think this horse lays over this field today. If you get 2-1, we're doing good, but a win is a win. So the 8-horse Chestnut Street in the 4th race today is my pick of the day.